take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, August 6, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Interesting story wrapping up the election. Fully counted final results. Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed captured the Democratic United States Senate nomination by 15,000 votes, prevailing in a nail-biting election that drew national attention. The former Wayne County Health Director defeated incumbent Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat of Birmingham, by less than one percentage point. 48.48 to 47.51. 0.97% of 1%. The result stood in stark contrast to the double-digit victories that were projected for Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed, when they had them all ahead by double digits just 1 week before the primary. What happened? Well, part of the issue was U.S. Senate candidate State Senator Mallory McMorrow dropped out on July 5th, but she remained on the ballot because the ballots had already been printed for 45 days of early voting. McMorrow received 4% of the vote, more than the margin separating El Sayed and Stevens. El Sayed raced to an early lead on election night, but after initial results came in more favorably from Kent and Washtenaw counties, surprising everyone. However, once the absentee ballots from Detroit were counted, El Sayed's lead narrowed substantially, leaving media, as well as both campaigns, unwilling to declare the outcome definitively until the sun came up yesterday morning. The race came to represent a debate over the direction of the divided Democratic Party heading into the November general election. El Sayed rode enthusiastic support from younger voters, along with strong victories in Washtenaw County and Ingham counties, home to the two state's largest universities. Washtenaw, of course, has University of Michigan Ann Arbor. Ingham has Michigan State. Question is, was it the young people from these universities that gave him the victory? Well, if you look at the numbers, the answer to that question is absolutely. In the end, El Sayed won 30 counties, enough to withstand deficits of more than 17,000 votes in Wayne and Oakland counties, the state's two largest population centers. We're going to continue to analyze this race. Short break. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Chuck and Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, analyzing the numbers in this very, very close race just called yesterday, entire day after the election on Tuesday. Less than 1%, 0.97% did Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed defeat Haley Stevens? I'm going to be using his full legal name whenever I mention him in these news stories. The interesting part was that Haley Stevens, the incumbent congresswoman, has served for 8 years from the Birmingham area, Oakland County, right next door to Macomb County. Huge, huge population. The two largest counties outside of Wayne. Wayne, she actually beat him. She beat him in Oakland. But because of the universities, Washtenaw County, University of Michigan, and Ingham County, Michigan State University, El Sayed just crushed her. The story goes on to say the charismatic El Sayed connected with Democratic primary voters through a message centered on removing money from politics, putting more money in voters' pockets, and establishing Medicare for all. To reinforce that message, he used the PAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, as the bad person, constantly talking about the $70 million spent in advertising opposing him or supporting Stevens. Well, in the end, Ad Impact reported that El Sayed's campaign was outspent 11-1 and was the largest flood of spending in a single Democratic U.S. Senate primary in American history. The previous record holder was California U.S. Senate race back in 2024. El Sayed said, "You're not supposed to be able to beat that kind of money." And we showed that the power of our many is greater than the power of their money. Stevens issued a concession statement, 10 a.m., writing, quote, "This was a thorough and rigorous campaign that brought out the full span of views within the Democratic Party. And that is why we have primaries. I am proud to have put up my hand to serve and prouder to continue to work together to make sure this Senate seat remains blue. That we flip the United States Senate and we continue the work for Michigan." End quote, said Stevens. Meanwhile, the Michigan Democratic Party's immediate focus was in uniting behind the nominee, who proved to be divisive during the primary. Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel sought to begin that process by calling El Sayed a true fighter for the issues Democrats care about, and using the higher cost of living right now under Republican President Donald Trump as their rallying cry. Hertel said, while at the microphone, "It has become impossible to raise a family in Trump's America. We are united in the fact that every person deserves health care in this country." Of course, pointing to Medicare for all. Standing alongside Hertel and El Sayed was Mallory McMorrow. Her comment said, "This morning, with all of you, this is the party. This is the start of a celebration of all of us coming together. Well, Republicans immediately sought to portray El Sayed as being dangerous and unqualified. The Senate Leadership Fund calling him uniquely dangerous in spending six figures on digital ad buys on social media platforms. They had a 30-second commercial all ready to go and basically said, El Sayed is uniquely dangerous and unqualified to represent Michigan in the United States Senate. El Sayed's professed agenda would undermine public safety and impose a radical takeover of Michigan's future. Now, one of the things that was very interesting was the fact that they immediately started running ads pro Mike Rogers. Have you guys been seeing them already? Why is that? Well, basically, starting this Saturday, August 8th, door knocking is beginning. Signs are going to start going up already. Because we're looking at 6 weeks from this Saturday, absentee ballots start going out. Yeah. September 19th, absentee ballots will begin. And one thing you have to understand, folks, that's just 2 weeks after Labor Day. That's how soon people will start voting in this race. So, with that being the case, we're looking at a six-week campaign before people start voting. And again, if you look at the numbers, hardly anybody voted on Election Day. When you look at the actual numbers to see how many people voted on Election Day, this is, without a doubt, going to be done totally in the absentee ballot box. Again, 7,359,866 registered voters. If you round it up, it's roughly 7.4 million, 3.7 million Democrats, 3.7 million Republicans. In the end of the day, now that they've updated the numbers, only basically one out of four people voted. The number now is up to 26.5. Yesterday's show is 21.8. Absentee ballots returned almost 1.4 million. 1,380,882. The 9 days complete waste of time and money of early voting, only 139,608. Election Day turnout, 427,212. Almost one third voted in person, two thirds absentee ballots. Now, one thing you have to understand, permanent vote-by-mail voters that are on the absentee ballot list with local township village clerks, 1,924,777. When you add up the absentee ballots that were actually returned, the 9 days of early voting, and those who voted on Election Day, the number is only roughly about 25,000 more. 26.5% of registered voters actually voted. just under 2 million. 1,947,702. When you look at the percentage of these counties, the first top five, Alcona, Alger, Elgin, Alpena, and Antrim, 97%, 96%, 96%, 97%, and 93% of those absentee ballots that were requested represent a percentage of the total of absentee ballots. They voted absentee. And those numbers show up basically across the rest of the state. Well, in the next half hour, we've got some sobering numbers for you. It goes right in with this low turnout. The energy was all on the Democrat side. But what it's going to do is give us a projection of what's going to happen on November 3rd. And you will be absolutely amazed and shocked at these numbers when I read this story. All they did was extrapolate the turnout from Tuesday, August 4th, just 2 days ago, and said these will be the results in November. Now, one thing I want to remind you, Penny says, people don't vote in primaries. Unfortunately, it's very sad. They don't realize how important it is. And it's only on the Republican side. Now, granted, Penny, the Democrats had this very hotly contested U.S. Senate race. Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed versus Haley Stevens. They were motivated to get out and vote in that race. But the Republicans stayed home. They didn't get out and vote. And with the fact that President Trump endorsed John James for governor, Jack Bergman for Congress, and a few others, sheeple people got out and voted for who President Trump wanted. Who was it he was supporting? Well, I've got the forecast of what's going to happen in November based on Tuesday's turnout. You're going to want to listen to this story. You're going to want to share it with people. MERS News Service has taken the time to extrapolate every single county, every single congressional district, looked at their percentage of votes, and has did a projection, an extrapolation mathematically of what the numbers will turn out to be. We'll get into that story. Few more stories, very interesting from election night. We're going to be talking about those as well. Bottom the Hour News, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.